The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Yesterday, I had to take a break on top of the weekend because I had a little surgery to do, and I had an option to do it on that very afternoon, so I thought, let's do it. It was just a little skin fold in my scrotum that was calcified, and so it felt like a hard rock, and I was like, holy shit, there is a third testicle in my scrotum. It was a hard rock, but it was just calcium that was accumulating, and it wasn't painful, but it's just, oh, there's a rock inside of me, maybe it's a cancer. And so I had it checked, and turns out it was really not important, not dramatic, but it was good to have it removed just for the ease of mind. And, you know, as my scrotum was being hanged in this medical contraption and irradiated by the UV light of the doctor, it's a zen moment. It's a moment to think about everything it's went through. We're not talking about people on the regular chat probably don't understand how full insemination, as a proponent of full insemination, I've put this scrotum to a use that is normally not intended for. Most of you are probably very lucky if for 1 week or 2 weeks in your life you've had too much sex, you've had the point where your balls hurt. For me, it's a daily struggle. For me, I've had too much sex for my whole life. And it's good to take care of it, optimize the insemination, check that everything is working. Frog Eyes says, JF getting his balls zapped. No, but as I was hanging in that apparatus, I had a vision for an autobiography title, Ballskampf. That is what I tweeted yesterday night. I think, and you may think it's a joke, but I think it's actually a good title, Ballskampf. Because Adolf Hitler with Mein Kampf, you have to give him credit. He had... He wrote a provocative book, you know, in terms of writing an edgy book. Adolf Hitler is pretty much up there. He triggered a lot of people, but the title is not optimized. My struggle. There's one word in there that's not provocative at all. My. So you have to change the my for something else. And balls is what I thought yesterday. Ballskampf. And I think it would sell. Rodi Lessid says, did they have to cut you open? No, they can go with syringes and, you know, needles. So no suture points were needed. At this point, they can go with needles and, I don't know, pump it out or whatever it is that they've done. So yes, there's not much happening on the public space, so chill show tonight. Governor Gavin Newsom admits he won't let Pacific Palisades property owner to rebuild as before. They are such communists. Their whole their whole Balskampf. And what I wanted to say is Baal's struggle, the struggle of Baals, and in a way the book could be a mirror between my Balskampf and the Balskampf of society. And this could be the subtitle, Balskampf, the mirroring of a man's fight against crotal surgery, mirrored into a whole of society analysis of what's going on. That would be a nice autobiography. And, you know, in a way, we live in a society that hammers down onto our balls. Frog Eyes says, Passion of the Scrotum. That's another choice. Yeah, the Californians are such communists. Their communist management leads to their house burning, and now they want to make the rebuilding a communist thing. So you can't just go and rebuild your house. You're going to have to pass through the contractor of the city who will do it in a CO2, whatever, environmental approval. And ultimately, it's just a bunch of people who are stealing property. That's what leftism is. Rodriguez says, Baals are in a constant struggle to remain at the same temperature, even in northern climates. Absolutely. It is believed that the reason why we have a scrotum, why Baals are hanging in a sack outside of the body, is because the body has evolved to be a little too hot for the process of meiosis. It seems that the process of sperm generation necessitates a slightly cooler temperature. Someone sends me a link to Jim Ferguson breaking Trump to pardon Snowden. The deep state's nightmare begins. Well, okay, that seems like speculation for now, but it's an interesting possibility. I do think that Snowden should be pardoned, because in the end he revealed mass violation of rights of Americans. Trace Channel says, I had a lump and an ultrasound. They said it was epididymal appendix and nothing to worry about. Yeah, I guess that generally that's the case. Generally, it's some fold of skin and you don't want to do too much surgery to remove it. Real Base Talk says, JF, speaking of evolution, why do you think female human breast size is so variable? Good question. I mean, it's so variable, I guess, first, because we are a species that has created such a surplus of food that really no other species have created. We have literally the ability for the rest of society to produce your food, and you don't even have to go in the field to gather it. So this is unmatched throughout humanity. So I guess that if every human being was fit, if every human being had to gather or hunt for their own food, the boob variation would be much less important. Well, secondly, there is the fact that in humans, the boobs develop a lot in preparation for the breastfeeding of the children. So that is that is something to take into account. The boobs will be bigger after pregnancy. And then I would say the boobs are one of the rare species who has boobs as its site of sexual attention visually. In other words, when monkeys look at each other and are attracted sexually to each other, the boobs don't matter at all. This is an interesting thing. And I know that for monkeys, because monkeys, when you look at their visual pattern, it's the ass, the face, the ass, the face. So that is what a monkey looks like, looks at when being sexually attracted. Now, for some reason, and you could argue that perhaps it's because we are an overly social species, that has come to the ventral part of the body, the face, is the one we interface with socially. It is what we see, it is what we talk to. And so the boobs have been basically perhaps a sign that was more relevant to us than the ass, simply because we would talk to people. And when you talk to people, you don't see their ass. So I believe that these considerations all together may explain why we ended up evolving for a boob preference. Western Kind says, put this toward the JF Meat Fund, $2 super chat. Thank you very much. Trump dispatches cabinet members and JD Vance to Europe and to end the Ukraine war. So interesting development here. We have a delegation from Trump going to Europe with the goal of fixing the Ukraine war. I guess, sure, that's good. We don't want a Ukraine war. There's no reason for this to continue. The borders have stabilized. So really, it's just American funding that keeps this war opened, and it's not worth it. And there's so much... The people are dying. People continue dying for this war, where there is no hope of advance in any way for Ukraine. They keep kidnapping men on the streets, put them in vans, force them on the front line where they have no impact at all. 22 Blue States signed secret pact to defy Trump immigration efforts, coordinate legal strategies. Attorneys General from 22 blue states, along with Washington, D.C. and San Francisco, signed a secret agreement just 3 days after President Trump won the 2024 election for a coordinated response to resist Trump's anticipated actions to end birthright citizenship. All shared information would be used to coordinate various legal schemes. So they're working in team. They're working in team for destabilizing the agenda of President Trump. But based on what we've seen up to now from Trump, it's not working. Trump has been able to... of course, we see they're probably behind the judicial pushback and these judges that show up and say, you can't do this, you can't do that. Today, there was even a judge ordering a website back online. It's like... A website is really the government's speech. It's very bizarre. The government speech should be under total control of the president. And no, the judge orders the website back online. Hopefully we have a combination of Supreme Court justices that come in and stop these judges. And then perhaps a legalization of a lot of Trump's decision. If Congress votes a law that clearly states, yeah, Trump has the right to do this, then he has. but I think there's a big problem with judges. What we've been seeing in the last few days, judges are a massive point of failure of the whole system. It's a point of corruption. The fact that there's no such thing as firing a judge is a problem. There should be a process by which some judges get evaluated for being constantly biased, for being totally beside the law. And to me, a system cannot be efficient. Elon Musk was suggesting we fire the 1% worst judges, the 1% most biased judges every year. Even that is very small. You know, I don't think it's... When you look at companies, how did companies end up serving customers well? It's because 99% of the companies are eradicated. They can't go on. So if you don't have a severe system of selection, But yeah, any system of selection would be better than what we have right now. Blanket says... I'm tired tonight. Do you think JD would be a good pick for 2028, or do you think it's too soon? What do you think of Orange Man making it the Gulf of America? Well, it's kind of clownish, this Gulf of America thing, but okay, whatever. It's it's good to have that energy. I like the energy. Renaming the Gulf of Mexico Gulf of America doesn't change anything, but I like the energy of a Trump who wants to be a little more imperialist, or at least develop a scare of the potential of imperialism. It's fun. Now, as far as J.D. Vance 2028, listen, J.D. Vance has performed extremely well a couple of days ago when he came out in defense of the Doge, a little young kid, you know, who had made some racist post. So that's very good sign. But let's not forget everything we know about J.D. Vance, which from my perspective, a lot of it comes from Nick Fuentes' research. He is kind of a placeholder for Peter Thiel's posse. Okay, so J.D. Vance represents potentially a return to a form of neocon, maybe not the exact traditional neocons that were behind George W. Bush, but another form based on AI and based on the interest of Palantir. So if Nick Fuentes is right about this evaluation, Nick Fuentes also has a very interesting reading, by the way, about South Africa. But if Nick Fuentes is right about J.D. Vance on this, then J.D. Vance is going to be appealing to us. He's going to be very good for the next 4 years, because the real reason why he's there is to become president of the U.S. either through Trump's death or through re-election in 2028. And that is a massive problem, because we won't know until it happens. Like, I don't think that J.D. Vance will come out openly about being a new form of neo-neocon. But I think he will simply try to gather support in the kind of white positive base, and he will do extremely base things, and we will be extremely excited, and then poof, he's gonna pull the rug below us. Blanket says JD pretty based now. Yeah, but unfortunately, if he is just in a mode of gathering support, then there's going to be a price to pay in the form of warmongering and in the form of military contract for having him. Another line of thought that Nick Fuentes has talked about Gaza and South Africa, I hadn't noticed at all, but Nick Fuentes says the executive order about South Africa and against the oppression of whites, Afrikaners in South Africa, you may think it's very based, and it's kind of weird that it came out. It came out very much in parallel to Trump's approval of basically the genocide of Gaza for Israel. Basically, Trump giving his assent to pushing the Palestinians out or forcing them out through deportation. And I hadn't linked the two, but Nick Fuentes found the right link. Yeah, it makes total sense. South Africa has been the country that has led the International Criminal Court attack against Israel. It is from this country that the claim that Israel was committing a genocide came out. And that's why there's a case in front of the ICC. And at the same time that Trump was writing the South African order, he was also writing the order of sanction against the ICC for declaring Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal. So very interesting that ultimately, is it so much pro-white what was done for the South Africa case, or is it more, well, we can side against them because they've sided against Benjamin Netanyahu. Ultimately, is it more in service of Israel that this is being made? And Nick Fuentes presents the hypothesis that perhaps the Jews are engaged right now in an identitarian rotation where they would be planning, because they saw that the youth the youth is going to be anti-Israel no matter what. And they are probably attempting what I would call the Halsey rotation. Because people will remember Halsey English, who was with us back in the blood sports days. He was debating. He's a Jew from Israel. And Halsey English had a very special branch of Jewish arguments. He is basically an American civic nationalist. He is all for alt-right people claiming that, claiming their whiteness, claiming racial consciousness. And basically his point was, the Jews have to fight for existence. They have to push out these Palestinians. And it's okay that the whites have to fight for their existence and push out whoever they have to push out. Basically, fusing the idea of a pro-Jewish, pro-Israel Zionist positioning with the idea of white racial consciousness. Now, that is a long shot, but it may be what the system is attempting to do. It's a very interesting hypothesis to me, because I remember days where the only person adopting this angle of both being a Zionist and being white racially conscious was Halsey, was our friend Halsey. Is it possible that in 5 years, 10 years down the line, we have Jews telling us, no, it's okay for us to bomb Palestinians. We want to defend our white race. We're Jews. We're the white people of the Middle East. You're white too. You understand? You needed to bomb this people or that people or push out this people. And there, we might be headed toward a point where racial consciousness is not being combated by Jews anymore. To the contrary, it is being fomented and sided with the idea that intrinsic to pro-white arguments will go hand in hand with pro-Israel, pro-Jewish arguments. Ked's dad says, Ye said that fat women are sex offenders because when he sees them, he is sexually offended. Yeah, I read this on the last show. Doge will be investigating Fed workers whose net worths have exploded after the Samantha Power bombshell. Doge head Elon Musk said on Tuesday that Doge is going to investigate federal employees whose net worths have exploded despite their comparatively low pay. So that's interesting, but we know that it's not just Fed employees, it's Nancy Pelosi. It's people who are very high in the politics. But it's very interesting if they can find cases where, first, I think there are two categories of corrupt state agents. There are more than two, but there's these two for this case. There are people who will sell their decisions. There are probably state employees who go out there the same way they were doing it for Twitter. You know, there were Twitter employees who were saying, if you pay me $10,000, I can unban you, or something like this. You may have the same happening at the state level, where, we're not going to annoy you with this ticket or that permit if you can pay that much, or we're going to give it to you immediately. There's this, and then there's people who may use insider knowledge and make trades based on this. So if you have someone around the Fauci team knowing that there's going to be some announcement around the vaccine, they can buy the stock markets of these companies in advance. I believe there is so much unprosecuted crimes of this sort. It's a crime to use insider knowledge, and this happens again and again. We see the trace of it on the markets. The markets, they show some bubbles of excitement before a news is even public. And these bubbles of excitement presumably come from people who know that there's going to be a press conference or something like this. Rudy Lacid says, Fauci is a billionaire, even though he has been a civil servant all of his life. Maybe it has something to do with Pfizer speaking engagement, where he gets paid millions of dollars to talk at their conference. Well, this, and I think in the case of Fauci, there's much more. Fauci, I believe, was constantly monetarily benefiting from stock increases. I think he was very much invested in the vaccine industry. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. He says, message from the future. Jeff, I came to warn you that BioMosaic V3.4 went to the past and employed Dr. Hamed to put you under and change your memory to think it didn't happen. He inserted BioMosaic V3.4's newest sperm product into your testicles. Do not reproduce. I repeat, no more insemination. Well, now I am faced with a big dilemma. Have I truly been injected with BioMosaic software V3.4? Or are you, and you are a traveler from the future, or you may just be a liar trying to stop me from inseminating? I think I'm going to go for the second option. BlackRock labels Bitcoin a risk-off asset. So good news for Bitcoin here, although the Bitcoin price has been quite stable, around 95K, 96K, not much action. BlackRock here stating that it is no more a high-risk asset. It's a different world. CNN admits that Trump is massively more popular now than during the first term. We have plus 4 points. It's very rare that a president takes over and that as he acts, there is more and more support for him. But this happened for, I don't know, from my memory, it may be the first time ever that there's a significant up in, even from the moment he takes office to the moment he does a couple of things. Trump in 2017 was minus 5 points. In 2025, plus four. It's not just CBS. I like to take an average of the polls, and holy smoke, I mean, look at what the difference is between now versus 8 years ago during the first Trump term, right? And this is kind of annoying to me because Trump is still Trump. And why they didn't support Trump in 2017, I don't get it. People were not ready, maybe. Maybe it's this. We were just, people of the internet were just in advance on our time. But I don't get it how Trump has been normalized. And it's not that I don't want him to be normalized, but how is it that this didn't happen in 2017? How is it that every decision that he's taking hasn't been taken in 2017? That's all what we were expecting. We were all hoping for this. I don't know why we get it 8 years later. It's really bizarre. Really bizarre to me. It's like Trump needed to be oppressed even more before he realized he had to take vengeance. He should have known. He should have known this before. Nicholas Petrus says, the Halsey days were epic. It is an honor watching JF with you guys over the past 7 years. Can barely believe it's already been that long. Oh yeah, life has been crazy. Ty Rogerson says, JF, went that Arab threw his gold ring at you, a parallel path opened up, one in which you have three testicles. Okay, but you're mixing up stories here. But yeah, maybe that happened. Elon is flying dangerously close to the sun, announcing that he will be trying to outcompete the Jews by offering circumcision at a discount, 50% off. If you, and we're not talking about the circumcision will be full. It's not 50%. He's not going to cut half of your foreskin. He's going to cut the whole of your foreskin, but for 50% less cost. He says one of the things USAID was doing was offering free circumcisions throughout the world, but charging US taxpayers ridiculously high prices. I decided to compete for the business, and he changed his bio on Twitter for hairy balls, which led a CNN host to say, for some reason, His name is Harry Balls. And this meant to Harry Balls. I had to Google it, actually, because I was like, Harry Balls? What does that sound like? What is the joke here? And Google explained to me that, oh, it's like hairy balls, hairy testicles. Anyway, so now he's removed this comment from his Twitter account. But if Elon goes after the circumcision industry and the fact that for some reason this world is against genital mutilation, but men, you know, it's even one of the worst thing. Like if you say genital mutilation, like that's a grave war crime, human rights violation, but not if it's a male, not if it's a male. What else do we have? Valve has banned all Steam games that force players to watch advertisement. I think it's a very good decision, and it's an example of Steam staying ahead of the curve, because you have, man, just the iPod store, iOS store, the Play Store of Apple. Man, you download one program and it's like forced clicking on advertisement to get some basic things done on your iPod, and then you try another program, or you're forced to pay for it $20. Another program, oh, here's some advertisement. And Steam said, fuck this. People don't want their games to be invaded by commercials. If you have to charge something, just charge it, but no forced commercial clicking and viewing. That is very good. I totally side with this. Bernard says, JF, are you a Linux user? Well, of course, I have a couple of computers on Linux. I'm not a Linux graphic user interface guy. I'm not the kind of guy who wants Linux on his main computer with a desktop. I'm not the GNOME type of guy. But Linux is very good to have on servers, on computers without screen, without monitors, and you can control them from a network. That is very good to have. I really like Ubuntu server. A very good package, very good release. And yes, I constantly have computers on Linux. Shopify has just banned Yeezy. I guess woke isn't dead after all. Yeah, so we should not forget that. And this goes to the point of Fadam, who constantly makes the point that all that's happening right now is going to immunize the wokes. And he's right. The censorship is still there. The thought control on YouTube is still there. The vast majority of the normies are still stuck in a bubble of controlled information. And there is still banning happening when you see it. I didn't know that that Ye's shop, Ye's website was running on Shopify. Let me tell you, Shopify is fucking crap. I can't believe that people are using this. It's just unstable. It's a monthly fee that you pay to have an internet shop, an online shop. It doesn't make sense, because you should be able to create a website, and it's not going to be much harder to create a special WordPress themed installation. What Shopify does is basically they gatekeep the website creation part and the payment processor part. End of the line, Joel says, just build your own payment processor, bro. Exactly. Well, that's the problem. But to be so dependent on your entire website can be banned because they don't like that you have a swastika on one of your shirts. Man, that is not good. And anyways, you're gonna pay so much in monthly fees. It's ridiculous. I hate Shopify. I personally always recommend to businessmen, don't do Shopify, do your own website and use a payment processor that's integrated to that website. You will be much more free. If you have some months in the year that you're not having sales at all, you don't want to pay this monthly fee to Shopify. So make your own website. What else do we have? Ron Paul has issued an urgent warning to Donald Trump, cautioning him about the dangers of U.S. military involvement in Gaza. His message comes as Trump declares that Palestinians will have no right of return under the Gaza takeover plan. Paul urges Trump to cut all military aid to Israel, calling it a wasteful expense that only fuels more conflict. Yeah, one of the great disappointments, still, despite the fact that it's the best start of a presidency, is that a lot of the logic that Trump shows he has, he understands that foreign aid causes conflict. He understands it when it's Ukraine. He understands that as long as you fuel the conflict with money and bombs, it's going to keep going. But he doesn't seem to be able to apply that logic in a fair way to Israel. Now, I know what's in Trump's head. Trump thinks that if he can be kind enough to the Jews during the first part of his mandate, that he's going to be able in 1 year, 2 years from now to say, okay, now Gaza has been cleaned, now we can build. But it's not how things will happen. You know, I don't think that Gaza will be cleaned within a short time. And what you're going to end up finding is that this whole system is going to keep draining money from you forever, as long as you'd give it. So I think that Trump is simply misguided. And when it comes to Israel, he's not able to apply everything that we love about him on all the other questions. Like, foreign aid was blocked everywhere except Israel. We stopped the funding on foreign wars, except for Israel. CNN forced to refer to Elon Musk as Harry Balls.
Now, the disruptor in chief, Elon Musk, who apparently has adopted the alias, at least he changed his social media handle to Harry Balls, tweeted this morning, democracy...
It is such a childish thing, but I can understand. It's funny. It's funny that Elon Musk succeeded at getting CNN to say Harry Balls. But that's what it is. California teenager sentenced to 48 months in prison for nationwide swatting spree. Advertised services for a fee. Alan Fillion, 18, of Lancaster, California, was sentenced today to 48 months in prison for making interstate threats to injure the person of another. He made 375 swatting and threat calls. I think it's so many calls that four years in prison is very small. I would expect a bigger punishment because we're talking about this really causes problems. We're talking about people having guns drawn onto them because of this. We're talking about people having their rights to privacy violated. We're talking about police using this as an excuse to enter your home against your consent. I would punish these people much stronger. Because just 4 years for 375 different criminal instances, should be charged with 300 plus counts of attempted murder. That's what it should be. Was it the guy who swatted Tim Cast in the quartering? I mean, given the number, could be. He could be part of these networks. That wouldn't surprise me. The Uniparty unmasked, they believe they are democracy. The seven NGOs in the chart below, in my view, represent the Uniparty. Each of these organizations receives substantial financial support from USAID or the Department of State. Around 2019, the phrase democracy in danger began to dominate public discourse, amplified by the media. This was odd. After all, the US is a democracy, or more precisely, a constitutional republic. But as I traced the influence of these NGOs, a pattern emerged. They are controlled by establishment politicians. They play a major role in shaping political narratives worldwide, and their core mission is always framed as protecting democracy. Look at this. National Endowment for Democracy. We know that these people were using money to push a Ukraine coup, basically. And we are today in the results 15 years down the line. But back then, it was a bunch of American woman intelligence agents trying to foment revolution or foment a coup in Ukraine. Consortium for Elections, International Foundation for Electoral whatever. Look, $362 million of taxpayer fund, $165 million, $58 million, $167 million, $49 million, $130 million, $93 million. Do you feel that there was any improvement of democracy anywhere? No, they are pushing Democrat agendas. They are pushing warmongering agendas across the world. If anything, the case of democracy has been made worse across the planet long-term by these actions. So let's cut all of those. Bernie Sanders just voted no on Tulsi Gabbard. And this is very offensive for many Democrats because Tulsi, back then, you know, she was stepping down as a vice chair of the DNC because she felt that the treatment of Bernie Sanders was unfair in the Democrat Party. You know, when they basically crowned Hillary Clinton and... she felt like Bernie Sanders was pushed aside unfairly and undemocratically. So she stood for Bernie back then. Today, Bernie votes against her confirmation. I don't think it will influence anything because Bernie is a Democrat, but it would have been a good occasion for Bernie Sanders to show himself out of his own party and to support someone who supported him when it mattered. Blanket says, does Bernie have any standards? I believe Bernie is currently being accused of being a slave to the pharmaceutical industry because of his interventions with RFK Jr. So maybe his standard is how big of a donation you can do when you're a pharmaceutical. Ye is being sued by a former Jewish staffer who alleges he fired her after insulting her looks and texting Hail Hitler. The text messages Ye sent to her include, I am a Nazi and welcome to the first day of working for Hitler. Oh man, those are not good, not good. Not good in the employment sector. Ye might very well end up in trouble because in employment, discrimination is very often the judges side with discrimination claims a lot. And in this case, with Hitler, swastikas, explicitly saying he's a Nazi to a Jew. I don't think you can have a better legal case, really, if he tried. But perhaps Ye doesn't care. Perhaps Ye is like, whatever judgment they say against me, they can't get my money. Maybe all of his money is in Bitcoin. I don't know. Western Kind United says, Jeff, are you able to open a Cash App account in Canada? You could receive donations without fees, I believe. I don't believe it's possible. I don't believe it's possible because I tried. Well, I tried back a long time ago. I couldn't. And I'm sure this hasn't changed. The laws, the red tape, the jurisdiction of banks is very hard between the U.S. and Canada. Nick Sartor says, Elon Musk just announced in the Oval Office, Doge is investigating federal employees with high net worth despite low pay. Yeah, it was nice to see Elon Musk just chilling in the Oval Office with his coat and dressed in black, and he was with his little boy, Lil X. I believe that's his name, Lil X. Oh yeah, there he is. I have the video here.
The people voted for major government reform. There should be no doubt about that. That was on the campaign. The president spoke about that at every rally. The people voted for major government reform, and that's what the people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for. And a lot of times, that, you know, people that don't get what they voted for, but in this presidency, they are going to get what they voted for. And that's what democracy is all about.
All right. Good to see that Elon is on it. Shamrock Shake says, does Dogecoin still exist? It's been a while since I haven't checked the price of Doge. Doge USD, Dogecoin. Yeah, 0.25. So yeah, it's not, despite the fact that this term gets used on an everyday basis, it still went down from 0.43 cents to 25 cents. And so when you have these coins where supply is not fixed, or where even the creator, I believe, of Doge said to everyone, I can't ensure that there won't be more Doge, so don't buy it. So those are basically scam coins, and it's kind of ridiculous to have put so much visual attention on Doge. Personally, I don't have Doge. But yeah, I don't know what will happen with the currency. That's it. That's all I had for tonight. Blue Nose says they shut down Ye's site. He released the White Lives Matter shirt. Swastika shirt. Yeah. So swastika shirt probably did it. So yeah, don't use Shopify anyways. Shopify is just bad business. Just even if you forget about the censorship, Shopify is to be dependent on this bizarre pre-made site, and it's ugly, it's bad, I don't like it. I think people go with it because they're like, oh well, they have the payment processor. Okay, but you can also remit to any payment processor with some cart system. All of them have some sort of cart website plugin that you can use. Anyways, that's it for tonight, boys. Blanket says, how about Amazon, JF? Well, selling on Amazon, I mean, for books, it's ideal because they print the books. I don't know the experience of Amazon selling for people who do that for physical objects. For books, it's wonderful, and I've been making so much money from books sold on Amazon. Now, if you're a seller of physical stuff, it may be hard to manage the whole delivery. And that now they have a new system where you send all of your items to Amazon, and Amazon ships them for you. I guess that removes a little bit of the responsibility for shipping. I just don't know about what are the margins. New guy says, still live, nothing here. Yes, I'm live, I'm here, but it's the end of the show. Cosmic Nut says, Amazon sucks for selling. They frequently ask you if you have permission to sell. Yeah, it's given the crap that you're gonna sell on there. I mean, unless you're a company that does a product, then you definitely want to be on Amazon. But if you're just a little salesman of used stuff and bizarre things, I think eventually you get tired and the margins get too low, and you can't constantly put these little things that you have the way people were doing on eBay. It's just not scalable. Now, if you are a company that produces some toy or and you want it to be available, absolutely, you want to be on Amazon. Prog Eyes says, JFJ tonight just got yay Shopify'd. Oh, maybe there's a bug on Odyssey. Anyway, bye-bye.